This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. For baseball fans, it's going to be a very big weekend, Pirate fans in particular. And I want to introduce Paul, you, and our audience to somebody special, Lindsay Barnett, who is the CEO of Playground Productions, and how this all connects with what's going on with baseball in this town. And you can see Lindsay on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. And don't forget our new KDK Radio YouTube page. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning.
This is a special weekend for you. So tell us, for those that don't know, what is Playground Productions?
Yeah, so Playground Productions is the company that is bringing back the backyard sports titles. So games like Backyard Baseball, which we've released, Backyard Baseball 1997 and 2001 are out now. Some classic games from childhood for me, and classic games for people are now coming on back. So really thrilled about it.
I'm curious, Paul, when you grew up in Montana, did you play wiffle ball in the backyard?
Yeah, we played wiffle ball and football, touch football. Absolutely.
It's all good stuff.
So These are the video games.
Yeah, I know. That was my point. Cool. We used to actually play those games.
Yeah.
And now they're video games. So tell us about that.
Well, you know, it's funny because people think of it as just a video game, but the games were actually under an educational company originally, and the purpose of them was to teach kids the rules of sports. And it actually taught a whole generation of kids the rules of baseball and got more kids playing outside than one would think. So even though it was a video game and now is a video game again, it is really getting a lot of kids outside to play and families.
Yeah, it kind of had the opposite effect because I know parents want to encourage their kids to do more physical things. So this kind of, in a way, sets them up to do that. So tell us about Backyard Baseball Night at PNC Park.
It is so exciting. So we just released Backyard Baseball 2001, which has the MLB and 28 of the classic players from that time period, like Jeter and A-Rod. So it's really fun to be able to bring that time period of baseball back. But in Pittsburgh, this is where our games are being developed at Megacat Studios, which is outside of Pittsburgh. And in Pittsburgh, but we have 6 retro games being done with them, as well as a brand new backyard sports title.
Are the games meant to represent what the games were, or are they being thoroughly updated?
So the 6 classic titles, we have Baseball 97, Soccer 98, Football 99, Baseball and Basketball 01, and Hockey 02. All of those are actually the exact games that you remembered from that time period are now just coming back for modern devices. And we're making some updates, but we don't have any source code for those. So the very brilliant folks here in Pittsburgh at Mega Cat Studios, and many of them are Carnegie Mellon alum, they have been reverse engineering and hacking to make it possible. So that's how we've gotten those old games back.
It's amazing. And we say this all the time, Lindsay, you're a half person from everybody in Pittsburgh, and everything is connected somehow. I think a lot of Pittsburghers would love to know that this is being generated out of our town.
Yeah, and it's incredible, because not only is the new game being built from the ground up here, but these retro titles, when I acquired the rights to this franchise, I did not think that they were going to come back. I mean, there is zero source code from these games, and there's just such an incredibly brilliant community of engineers here in Pittsburgh that is able to bring this back. And yeah, they were doing what is impossible, I thought. And, you know, so it's incredible to be able to celebrate this feat at, you know, the Pittsburgh Pirates Stadium with the Pirates.
I think you're like a Jurassic Park, right? They brought back the dinosaurs, and you guys figured out a source code, the DNA of these games.
It's really incredible. And, you know, just in terms of preserving and bringing back these games, I mean, this was for me, the reason why I fell in love with these titles was there were 15 boys, 15 girls of equal playing ability playing them. And for me, as a sporty girl, this was the game, backyard baseball, that I could see myself in. And, you know, I think that was how a generation of kids felt when playing these games. And now, you know, with so many titles out into the, you know, video game sphere, these are accessible. So anybody can play our games. They're simple. There's a T-ball mode in backyard baseball. And so if you're just a little kid wanting to try to play, you can learn and play. But if you've also grown up with the games, play it on hard mode, and it will be harder than you think.
So the fans who are going to the game, how are they going to be introduced to what's going on? What are the Pirates doing with you?
Oh, they're in for a treat. We have what we call backyard-fying, which is cartooning in our style. Everybody in the backyard universe is a kid. So we've taken all of the Pittsburgh Pirates, their entire roster of adults, and we have turned them into cartoon kids for tonight. So on the Jumbotron, you're going to see how we've addressed things like Paul Skeen's facial hair. And, you know, everybody is pretty adorable in their kid formats. So that's going to be there. We're going to have Sunny Day, who is our incredible announcer in the game, is going to be doing some announcing. Our mascot might be making an appearance. And there are free shirts for a whole lot of fans.
Well, congratulations to you. This is a huge effort. And have any of the Pirate players seen their cartoon renditions yet, or is this going to be new to them?
I've got to say, we got a picture of Paul Skeens wearing him on a shirt with our main character, Pablo Sanchez. It's Paul Skeens next to Pablo. And it might be the largest smile I've ever seen Paul Skeens have.
That's,
you know,
pretty cool.
It looks pretty, it's a pretty big smile for him. So it must have meant something to him.
Well, Lindsay, where did you grow up? Where did you go to school?
Chicago. Yeah, I'm from Chicago. I went to Northwestern. But, you know, one of the things that I love is I love going to different cities where they have real sports fans there. And one of our team members grew up here in Pittsburgh. And we have lots of banter back and forth about, you know, our love of sports and our favorite teams and our struggles as well. But more often our wins. So we're you know, real sports fans.
Well, Pope Leo the 14th is a White Sox fan, so you got
That's
that
right.
Going for you in the
he's
Windy
City. He's a
White
Sox fan. I'm a Cubs fan, but, you know, go Pope Leo.
All right. Lindsay Barnett, CEO of Playground Productions. What a weekend it's going to be for you tonight and this weekend at PNC Park. Thanks for taking time, and good luck.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You got it. What a cool story.
It's a great recipe. Take something you love and then do something fun with it.
Yeah.
Right?
How about that?
Yeah.
American, fight for what's right. The theme for Hulk Hogan, who passed due to cardiac arrest yesterday in Clearwater, Florida at the age of 71, who transcended the sport of wrestling. Even if you didn't follow it, everybody knows who Hulk Hogan in this case was. Corey Graves with the WWE is a hometown guy. Corey, I always talk about you're a half person from everybody. You're a Pittsburgh guy. I know your dad, Dan, very well, and your brother, too, and mom and sister, and you've been a big part of. You're a wrestling family now, generational. So give us some sense of the impact that Hulk Hogan had on the sport.
You know, Larry, I don't know that I fully had time to wrap my head around it. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I've handled it pretty well for the last 24 hours or so since the news broke, but just hearing the theme song, that iconic song, that opening riff, made me feel something again. And it's really hard to wrap your head around. Just to your point, it's been a family business for us. And if you really look at the magnitude of what Hulk Hogan meant, not necessarily personally to us as a family, but to the wrestling business as a whole, and how much that has shaped all of our lives. I mean, my dad was a fan dating back to Bruno Sammartino, as you know so very well. My generation, Hulk Hogan was the guy, and he transformed our industry as a whole on such a scale that I'm afforded the luxury of the life that I have today. And WWE, as we know it, does not exist without Hulk Hogan. And it's been a rough week for all of us 80s and 90s kids. I mean, it started with Malcolm Jamal Warner, Theo Huxtable, who was an icon to all of us as kids, and then follow up immediately with Ozzy Osbourne, and I'm a diehard heavy metal fan. And then to cap it off with Hulk, it's been a really miserable week as far as looking back at my childhood. But I don't know that the world, especially in a 24-hour period, can really fully grasp what Hulk meant to the industry. And of course, everybody has their opinions on him as a man. I think this is just one of those instances where he deserves that we separate the art from the artist, because the impact that he had on our industry, even today, it can't be overstated.
Yeah, and I saw what Vince McMahon posted about him, thinking literally the world of him as a performer. And, you know, every human has an arc, you know, and he started as a hero in the industry, then was made into a villain, then was villainized in real life, then came back full circle. I mean, he fought through all of that, and at the end of the day, you know, he became a born-again Christian, full circle. But the life you lead in that industry is really demanding, and he was up for the task for a long, long run.
He absolutely was, and the mileage he put on his body over the years and years, and the bumps and bruises and injuries and surgeries. The last time I actually physically interacted with Hulk, I believe, was last year, around January sometime down in Florida. And just to see the immortal Hulk Hogan requiring a cane just to walk around, that, you know, it sort of broke your heart and lets you realize he was, in fact, human. But the character of Hulk Hogan, you know, Terry Bollea was a man, but Hulk Hogan is this iconic, larger-than-life character that has meant so many different things to so many different people, whether you're a wrestling fan or not. And in the 80s and early 90s and even later into the 90s when he was in WCW, you didn't have to be a fan of pro wrestling or sports entertainment to know who Hulk Hogan was. He's up there with, you know, Mike Tyson famous, that level of, like The Rock today. You don't have to know anything about WWE to know who Dwayne The Rock Johnson is. And that was the case with Hulk, and he really was the pioneer in that sense, and he transformed the wrestling business from where it was back. And you know how highly I regard Bruno Sammartino, and I know how near and dear he and his family are to you, Larry.
Absolutely.
Hulk basically took the foundation that Bruno helped.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Build and really just exploded it on a global scale. And I know there were different philosophies in what it was and what Bruno did. He didn't necessarily see as what Hulk did, but across the board to this day, when you say pro wrestling, it's all become synonymous almost with WWE. And what began with what Bruno really exploded on a national stage, Hulk took to a whole different level, and it remains today. And we as WWE are on a full-blown global scale, the biggest the business has ever been. But none of that happens without Hulk Hogan.
And you've traveled internationally. He was known around the world, literally.
Absolutely. I remember I had the blessing to go to Japan. I mean, it's probably about 15 years ago. And Hulk Hogan is still a god in Japan. And he had such a tiny portion of his career over there. But he was a megastar there. Throughout the duration of his stardom here in the United States, every once in a while, Hulk would take a tour of Japan, and it was still massive business. I mean, he truly was an icon.
Gorey, I appreciate you taking time. I know you got a busy schedule. And by the way, very proud of you and your accomplishments and your work and your brother and your entire family. You're all in, and thank you for that.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for the time, Larry.
You got it. Corey Graves, a.k.a. Matt Polinsky, Pittsburgh guy, right?
Oh, hit high in the air, deep center field. Isbell back to the wall, and there it goes. A home run to deep center, Nick Gonzalez. And he puts the Pirates on top, 2-1 here in the seventh.
Arr. Every Friday on the Big K Morning Show, we check in with Pirates broadcaster Joe Block. Joseph, I've missed you. Good morning.
Hi, Larry. Good morning.
I think
same
you were
here
on vacation last Friday, and the week before you were on the left coast or out of town. So it's good to talk to you again. How you doing, partner?
No, everything's good. Yeah, a little family time over the All-Star break. That was nice. And back at them after the Pirates sweep.
So before we get to, and I want to get to certainly Dave Parker and the enshrinement in Cooperstown this Sunday and what the team is doing here this weekend. Let's talk about the tale of two teams. They get swept by the lowly Chicago White Sox, their first sweep of the season. Then they beat up on the Detroit Tigers, who were the best team in the league. How do you sort through that? How does that happen?
I don't know. I mean, if you think about it, that game right before the All-Star break, that Sunday, they score a run in the ninth inning. And then they break a 1-1 tie and they win 2-1. What if they don't win that game? Then it's seven straight series where there's a sweep, one way or the other. I don't know if I've ever even heard of something like that. Wow. And so that's how close they've been to being this topsy-turvy up and down. I don't know what to make of it. You know, the fan in me says, you know, they're capable of doing anything. But how do you get to be consistent? That's the game of baseball, of course. And, you know, that means, you know, to me, that I feel like they're not that far away, if some things get tweaked or whatever, that they could be a contending team. And so that, you know, because you can't, if you're not a contending team, you can't go in and beat the Detroit Tigers in three straight games, when they come in with baseball's best record. So
I know they were.
I don't know what to make of it.
Tigers were apoplectic after leaving Pittsburgh after that sweep. But you got the Diamondbacks in town, and it is a special weekend for Pirates fans. Dave Parker, I had an honor of having the chance to interview him when he wrote his book, and I know he was actually nervous about coming back to Pittsburgh after that, but he was recognized by the team, and he got this roaring standing ovation, which lit him up. And then knowing that he did make it to Cooperstown, and it's going to be such a bittersweet weekend for his family and many fans.
Yeah, he passed away just 4 weeks ago now, and that's it. It's going to be a hard weekend, I'm sure, for the family. That's something that I don't think we can put into words. But I think for the rest of us as fans, you know, what a tumultuous ending to his Pirates career. But time heals all wounds, and I think the Pirates did such a great job bringing him back in 2019 with the 79 team. The 40th anniversary, that kind of got it really started, in full, I thought. And then his induction to the Pirates Hall of Fame a few years back. He didn't know that might have been it. You know, that might have been the crest of you know, his career. And it ended up being that, of course, the baseball, the Veterans Committee smartly inducts him. And so, like you said, he got to know that. He got to know that he was going to go to Cooperstown. And so we'll celebrate him. The Pirates are going to celebrate him. It's great what they're doing. They're going to have the ball out there along the Riverwalk eventually for him, but they're going to have it on display on Sunday at the ballpark so everybody within the park can see it first. And then it'll be out on the Riverwalk installed there permanently, of course, to commemorate Dave Parker. So that's going to be nice, all the stuff going around this weekend just to celebrate his great career and his great life.
And for the rest of the seasons, the Pirates will don a special patch, black and gold with a silhouette, and it says Cobra.
And that's cool. I mean, I think, I'm thinking even for somebody my age, I saw him at the tail end of his career. I didn't get to see him at his peak with the Pirates. And so for today's player, they're clearly much younger than me. That's another generation removed. So an honor for those guys to wear that because they can go back and look and watch and go, oh, wow, what a player he was, especially in his Pirates days. And, I think that's something that will be really special for not only the players to wear that, but also for the fans to be able to just remember him the rest of the season too.
And it's free T-shirt Friday. The giveaway features this Backyard Sports, which we just talked to the CEO. She was delightful, by the way. And for those that don't know, some of these video games, she's somehow resurrected, and Backyard Baseball is one of them, and she's in Pittsburgh for that. And then you have Drone Night tomorrow night with a Peanuts. That's Peanuts, not the kind you eat, the Peanut character. recognizing 75 years of Peanuts from Charlie Brown, thanks to Allegheny Health Network. That drone show stuff, for people that don't know, Joe, that's impressive. That is, and I've seen some of these. They're amazing.
Yeah, they really are. I know when I'm talking about the Pirates, they're, okay, well, he might be full of baloney. He's just trying to get us to buy tickets. this stuff is, the drone shows really are super cool. I mean, the first time I saw it, I said, wait a minute. I can't even believe this is
right.
They have the capabilities of doing something like this. Everything is in rhythm, and it makes, faces or words in different colors. And these are all drones that are programmed to just be just right. And it's really neat. So, the black and gold that Charlie Brown wore, he was ahead of his time, I guess, with that garb, I guess. But he'll be out there, I'm sure, and we'll see Snoopy and that'll be fun.
And, of course, Family Fun Day with the kids on Sunday. Great weekend to enjoy Pirates Diamondbacks and a special weekend for Dave Parker fans. Joe, have a good weekend. Good to catch up with you. We'll talk next Friday.
That sounds great.
Most want to see from the offense this season is lots of touchdown passes from Aaron Rodgers to DK Metcalf.
DK and I have worked out in the offseason together. Got a good relationship. We talked about a lot of football stuff. We FaceTime, we texted during the offseason after mini camp. So we got a good relationship.
Yeah, it's fun to see, day one, kind of first day of school kind of thing. But so many new names, 90 players at camp, and only 53 will make the final cut.
Extreme heat baked the Pittsburgh region Thursday. We had a high of 90 out at the airport, but it should be a little less hot today. Not so on the East Coast, though.
We've got record high temperatures being forecast in Baltimore, in Philadelphia, and in New York City as well. Could even see some records on up into New England.
Yeah, and for midsummer to have records like that, that's substantial.
And back into the 90s when we start the work week next week here in Pittsburgh. Head of Dave Parker's induction in the Baseball Hall of Fame this weekend, the Pirates are honoring him. A uniform patch they're going to wear from tonight through the rest of the season.
Yeah, we just talked to Joe Block about it. Very excited and class act on the Pirates' front. You know, they've long welcomed Dave Parker back to the family, including the Pirates Hall of Fame. And so this weekend will be very special.
You know, I was thinking about this earlier. The Pirates had pretty much back-to-back two of the greatest right fielders in baseball for about 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And they could both throw like a rocket arm from right field, clear over to third base, home plate. Amazing.
Absolutely. Should be a fun weekend for Pirates fans. Thank you, Paul. Blues. So I mentioned Goat Fest going on noon to four tomorrow at South Park. There's a lot going on, and here to tell us about something else, if you like the Blues, is Mr. John Vento, my friend, extraordinarily talented singer, musician, producer. You do it all, John. John, where
Hi,
are you?
I'm right here, pal. Sorry about that. How are you?
Good. You have to turn your radio down.
Yeah, I just shut it off. I'm so sorry. I should know how to do this by now, huh, Larry?
You should. Come on, man. Get in the game. So tell us about this show that's coming up.
Well, this weekend, starting tonight, the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival in memory of our dear friend Kip London. It's the first annual, actually, Kip London Memorial Blues and Roots Festival. Kip was a great local and regional blues artist. We lost him a few years ago unexpectedly, and his family, in tribute to Kip, has sponsored the event this year. It is at the Pittsburgh Shrine Center in Cheswick. Two great stages, one completely undercover in their beautiful pavilion, the other outside. Tonight is a very special night. It's a tribute to Mike Lang. Mike's family will be here. Phil Bork will be here. It's actually free. We are just asking for a suggested donation to support Band Together Pittsburgh and Autism Pittsburgh. You know, two organizations, as you know, that, you know, work with folks on the autism spectrum. So it's tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, pghbluesfestival.com.
You know, John, the work you do with the autism children and adults is extraordinary, and I want to thank you for that on behalf of so many families. And music has been a breakthrough for many people on the spectrum. It's a positive connection in so many ways.
Yeah, and you know that based on your own family. You and I have discussed that. And it's just it's a magical thing, Larry. And, of course, we're going to have performers on the spectrum throughout the festival. And more importantly, most of our sound, our techs, our stage hands, many of our volunteers are also on the spectrum. So it's really, you know, that word inclusiveness gets thrown around so easily. But in this case, it's very real. And so this weekend at the Pittsburgh Shrine Center in Cheswick is going to be huge. Great music, a lot of beautiful people, and a lot of fun.
And it's easy to get to, by the way, if you haven't been to the venue. It's a great spot. John, good luck. And this town,
thank you, Larry,
loves the Blues. I'll see you soon.
That's right. See you, buddy. Thank you for having me.
You got it. The great John Vento.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.